morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. I get the opportunity to speak OKM this morning, Director of Development. I got it right the first time. It just didn't seem like Ashley's in this morning. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
And it's a great day. We are roughly a couple weeks away from OKM.
We are. And right now you have about 30 minutes to grab a coffee at Outpost and hear Isaac McClung. We're doing a little pop-up concert. It's the second one we've done in the last couple weeks. Just kind of spreading the word about the festival. You can buy tickets and get some swag.
Kind of a nice way to do things, so you get the opportunity to, I'll say, see the artists before you see the concert. It's great.
Yeah, well, these are community artists that have donated their time for us, but we just think it's kind of a fun way to showcase what we're doing right now.
Well, and, it is new, but it's different. It's kind of a new branding. It's more than classical. It's OKM.
That's right.
And it's a neat way to do things. I just want to spend a little bit of time reviewing some of the things you've got going on. Going to start it off with a 3-day event with a country fest, right?
Yeah, so we start off on Saturday with OKM Country Fest.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the Brent Giddens Band, Lucas Hogue, and Parker McCollum will headline the event. We've got food trucks, some vendors, beer tent. It's at the Silver Lake Farm and Garden, which is a little outside of town.
And you'll see people are saying, who, what, when, where, how? Silver Lake Farm and Garden.
Yeah.
And there is a sign on 75 to the lake itself. That's not where the concert is. It's kind of it's on the west side of 75.
Yeah, we're actually working on a map to put on the website, and I'll put it on Facebook. Yeah, so people kind of know where they're going before the event.
And there is a gate that is marked if you're looking, but if you're going too fast south on Silver Lake, you're going to have to turn around.
Yeah, we'll put some signs out there.
It's a great deal. What else is going on?
And then we follow up with Under the Stars, and we did this last year. It was a big hit. We had a really good time. It was out at Sooner Park, and We'll have Sons of Serendip. They were on America's Got Talent. They were finalists. Mm-hmm. They have a great, incredible story. You had them on
right. A
few weeks ago, so your listeners may remember. So we're excited to welcome them.
Yeah.
And then on Monday.
By the way, if they don't remember, if it isn't, it will be. I'm 99% sure it is posted under on demand on the website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. But if I'll check right after you and I get off the air,
yeah,
and make sure
and
it is there.
We'll have food trucks there as well. And there's opportunities to meet and greet the Sons of Serendip. So people want to be sure to check that out on the website.
Particularly if you're VIP.
For the tickets. Yeah. $35. That's not a lot. So We're excited to be able to offer that.
It's a great deal. And more, really, I think you're concentrating, at least publicly, more than ever for youth programs. It's great.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a full week of free children's programming, as well as the showcase events, which offer a lot of different concerts around downtown with the community churches. And we're just, I think, one of our big goals this festival was to make those children events free, mm-hmm. and then to bring back the showcase to where it kind of was traditionally, just really focused on music and having open concerts for people to enjoy.
And we have so many excellent churches, particularly in the downtown area, excellent acoustics, just a nice place to walk in, and whether it's a noon hour concert or a morning or afternoon event, come in, have a great hour to 90 minutes of music, and then get on with the rest of your day.
Yeah, one that I'm really excited about is the Tulsa Symphony is bringing a couple artists in to do a little educational bit on the violin, and I think that's really neat to be able to bring that in, and we hope to get some kids into that as well to see that.
Yeah.
And just we've kind of partnered with various youth organizations to get their groups downtown to our office and to other events that we're having so that we can truly kind of bring everyone together.
Yeah, and I think it's showing just what at least I am perceiving as the rebranding of a 34-year-long event that's been going on here.
Yeah, it's about the community now, and it's what it always has been, but we are really trying to listen to what the community wanted and do what we can to bring people together listen to music, and this the kind of universal quality that everyone loves music. So,
yeah. And of course, much of the rest of the state sees as the festival, of course, the concert at Walla Rock.
Yes,
be a great night.
The big finale.
Yeah.
Our big seller, and it's kind of the same format as it's always been. We'll have the symphony, Tulsa Symphony, playing Western classics. We'll have fun stuff for the kids. We have little sheriff badges and bandanas, and we'll have little activities and food trucks. So
I see a food theme going on.
Yeah,
here.
Well, you got to have food. I know traditionally people love bringing the picnics to Willow Rock, but sometimes it's nice to have another option.
Well, and again, that option has always been there, but you had to pre-order as opposed to being up to walk up to the food truck and say, I'll take one of those and two of that.
Yeah, and we've got golf carts this year, too, to help people get down that hill instead of taking those stairs.
If you choose to, the stairs are still there, but why not hop on the cart?
I definitely want to let people know that we've got a lot of golf carts to get you down and your stuff and a little bit safer this year.
And again, that always has been there, but in the past, I'll say more reserved for those who actually need it as opposed to a convenience.
Yeah.
And so we kind of, again, rebranding, rethinking, newer, bigger, better.
Yeah, I think so.
And tickets, I want to at least mention, of course, the website, okmmusic.org, and I think it's /festival.
Yes. And there's different season packages available. You can do all of Chamber in Bartlesville, all the Chamber in Tulsa, all the Chamber of the
Wherever.
Whole week. And then you can do just the three big concerts, Country Fest, Under the Stars, and Willow Rock.
Yep.
So there's different choices.
Under the Stars, by the way, I should mention, is at Sooner Park at the Bandshell.
Yes.
I want to make sure that venue is out there, because otherwise people may, I don't know where they'd show up, but anyway, it is at the Bandshell.
Yes, at the Bandshell.
Easy to get to, and plenty of parking there. Again, if you're a VIP, you get reserved parking,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to continue. I had the opportunity a few days ago to talk with our pianist, Katie Mahon.
And she'll be performing Tuesday evening.
And that'll be in Ambler Hall.
That's correct.
Tickets are still available.
Yes.
But again, it's a smaller venue than the community center, a little bit more intimate. You get to be up close and personal better, but that means you need to buy tickets earlier because there are fewer seats.
Yes, there are fewer seats.
Thank you so much.
About
85. plus or minus one or two.
Yeah.
But again, the tickets are available for that. We'll talk with Katie Mahon as we continue Community Connection on 1400 K1 in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process. In which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And it is Katie Mahon. Katie, first of all, thanks for calling in this morning. Appreciate your time. And looking over your website just a little bit, you get to work on something that a conductor, composer, musician that I became well familiar with just through his television broadcasts back in the 60s and 70s, Leonard Bernstein, of course, did the music for West Side Story, for Candide, for a lot of other shows, but he's done a lot of other serious work as well, including some work for the piano, and you're working on a project of his, right?
In November, and I'd actually never played any of the music, so... And to be honest, I didn't know Bernstein's piano works really at all, and so I had pretty much a 2-month crash course in Leonard Bernstein's piano work. But it was really a delightful project because I discovered some absolutely amazing music, and I'm really pleased to have been part of it and also to record with Deutsche Grammophon. It was kind of a childhood dream of mine to have my name on that label, and so it was really fantastic, and I'm really honored that they chose me for such a project.
Yeah, it's certain labels, and I think it's the musical world in general, but it's nice to know that that even in the classical series that, you know, we're conscious of what label a artist records for. And DG certainly, I think, has got a, you know, decades-old history of excellent recording engineers and people just doing it right. You know, it's just like, you know, in my high school days, Capitol Records had the Beatles, they had the Stones, they had everybody, and if you weren't on Capitol, well, except for maybe Motown, you were nobody, so to speak. So
right.
I know it's Know what you mean.
You know, and it was funny actually doing this recording because the recording engineer that I worked with, I've made several CDs with him, and he worked for Deutsche Grammophon for 20 or 30 years, and when he was first beginning, he actually was on the recording, he was involved with the recording of something that Leonard Bernstein himself was doing, and my recording engineer, he was wearing on, I guess for this session, he was wearing a sweater that his mom had knitted for him, and Bernstein, you know, came over to him and said, "Oh, that's such a great sweater, can I have it?" And my recording engineer apparently told Bernstein, he said, "Well, no, you know, my mom actually knitted this for me, so I can't give it up." And it turns out that he told his mother, and his mother ended up knitting the same sweater for Bernstein. And so there's a couple pictures that you can find of Bernstein kind of wearing a white sweater with an orange stripe on it, and that was recorded by, I mean, it was made by my recording engineer's mother. So, you know, it's really funny to have worked with somebody, you know, like that. So
it really is. Yeah, and those are the stories behind the music that I think could help us get to know you or get to know the work, or for that matter, I was still in high school when Bernstein, I guess I was even in grade school when Bernstein was doing his televised, you know, young person's concerts. And so, I don't know, just a young kid, I think I felt like I, you know, I knew Bernstein, at least by television anyway.
Right, yeah. So, I think that's one of the great things about Bernstein is that not only was he an amazing musician, but he did so much to bring classical music to the masses. And I think in a way that's his, in spite of all the great conducting and the great composing, I think maybe his greatest legacy is how he really tried to show the world that classical music was something for everybody.
And he would start with the, you know, a piece with the orchestra, and then, you know, just walk over to the piano and play, you know, parts of it so that we knew exactly what we were listening for. And, you know, it's not unlike any music appreciation course or anything you would take. It was Bernstein doing it for you, you know, on a Saturday afternoon on television. It was fun.
Right.
Your other recordings, I notice you've done a little bit of Debussy, a little bit of the Romantics, or I mean the Impressionists, excuse me. So look like you're kind of varied as far as some of the things you picked up to record as well.
Well, I've done a lot of French music because I studied, my mentor was Pascal Roger, and I studied with him for several years, and we did the complete works of Debussy and other French composers, and so that's always been a passion of mine. And then Gershwin has also been something that I've played pretty much my whole life. I really fell in love with it because of the Lebec sisters, who kind of inspired me to play the piano when I was 4 years old. And I grew up playing a lot of two piano with my mom, and we played all of the works of Gershwin, you know, for two piano. And so little by little, the more I've been performing in Europe, people always ask me, "Well, don't you ever play American music?" You know. And so, over the past years, I've brought Gershwin back into my repertoire, and people really, really love it. And I think it's something that everybody can enjoy because most people have heard some of these melodies, whether they know them or not. They've heard them, and you know they're happy, and I think it's really crowd pleasing. So I play a lot of that these days.
Yeah, if you've got Gershwin and, you know, if you're a Gene Kelly fan, you can put them together with American in Paris, and, it just, everything works, and, you know, you can hum, you can tap your toe to nearly every song in that show.
That's right. That's one of my favorite movies actually.
Well, and I noticed that, and I said, oh, another connection. I am a film buff. I think my listeners all know that, so I don't mind admitting that one. When you're coming to town for OKM, though, it's a little bit more of an intimate space as far as where you'll be performing. It's not the giant hall that also has great acoustics, but that means it's you and the audience in a little bit more intimate space, so you're probably going to vary your program just a little bit.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you always have to take into account where you're playing and in your audience and things like that, of course. And then as a pianist, of course, you expect differences with the instrument, too.
Oh, sure. What do you play for fun? When it's just you and nobody else in the house, you know, do you, because everybody's got their fun. It's not a serious piece. I just like it, and I want to start off with this one.
Well, actually, my favorite music to play is probably Bach, Mozart, and Beethoven. And so if I'm playing for myself, I enjoy playing those. The other composer that I enjoy playing just for me is Rachmaninoff. I'm not so big on performing Rachmaninoff, but when I'm playing him for myself, I always enjoy that. But I would say, if, you know, just for pure enjoyment, I like Bach and Mozart and Beethoven. Those are kind of my guys.
Yep, Mike, you can't go wrong with the three Bs and Wolfgang Amadeus. It's not gonna.
That's right. It always makes you happy, you know.
This is so much of particularly Mozart stuff, but yeah, the Bach pieces, he had to crank something out every week and he always had the imagination to get it done.
That's right. Now, he was such a genius. It was really, it's incredible when you imagine everything he composed and how quickly he had to do it and how adaptable the music is too. You know, depending on whatever instruments are available in a certain day, his music works. So it was really genius.
I just poked around a little bit on your website and found a favorite that is really isn't played nearly enough as far as I'm concerned, the Gymnopédies. My first exposure to that particular piece actually was Blood, Sweat, and Tears, but it works whether it's solo piano or whether it's arranged for horn. It's just a really neat piece.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you.
Do you have the program semi-set for what you're going to be performing for OKM, or is it kind of still pretty open in whatever you're looking for that particular night?
No, I think they've already received my program. I'm starting with Six Preludes by Debussy,
mm-hmm.
Firstly because this is the 100th anniversary of his passing. He died in 1918, and so this is kind of an important year for Debussy. And then I'm playing Beethoven Opus 111, which is a sonata that I've wanted to play my whole life. And finally this year I was able to program it. And so I think it's such a masterwork because, you know, in a way it shows Beethoven's two sides. Because in the first place, he had such a tragic life and he had such a fight inside himself just to continue and just to live. And you hear that in the first movement. And then, yet, somehow, in spite of his tragedy, you know, he was able to continue and find such incredible inner peace. And you hear that in the second movement. And to me, it's really, it's like going up to heaven because it's absolutely a transcendental work. And, you know, I just think this contrast of fight and tranquility and happiness and sadness and peace and inner rage. If you hear everything in this piece, and I think it's really one of the greatest pieces ever written for the piano, and so I'm so happy to play it this year. And then in the second half, I'm playing Gershwin. I'm doing the Three Preludes, and I'm doing my own arrangement of Rhapsody in Blue. And I think probably the audience will very much enjoy the Rhapsody in Blue.
One of my favorites, that was the piece that I walked into my piano teacher as a first grader and said, you know, that's what I want to play. And she disappointed me. We didn't start on that right away.
Oh, really? Yeah, you had to wait a few months, right?
At least, yeah. But it was certainly one of my favorite works for the piano, and I'm glad you're playing that one. The reduction just down to a solo piano works. You still have all the ornamentation that you would have with full orchestra, and other than maybe missing the clarinet glissando, it just works so well for solo piano.
Yeah, it does. And in my arrangement, I've tried to combine the two piano version and the orchestra version and put as many notes in as possible because, you know, I think the solo version that's in print is certainly not the way Gershwin played it, because he always added, you know, in performance. He made it much more full textured and much more exciting. And so that's what I've tried to capture, this spirit in my arrangement. So, you know, I've tried to do justice to him.
Well, looking forward to hearing every piece on your program. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, I want to invite the listeners to, you know, buy out the house on this one, because I think OKM and the piano music that you've chosen just is going to go together marvelously. And looking forward to hearing you when you come to town.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to coming.
Katie Mahon is, of course, the pianist that will be highlighting, I believe it's the Wednesday evening concert for OKM. I could have the dates wrong. I'm doing it from memory, but I'm pretty sure that's when you're going to be doing that for us. And, Katie, looking forward to seeing you here for OKM.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Spend a little bit of time with Katie Mahon. She is one of the cast of performers that will be here for OKM 2018. Get your tickets online, OKMmusic.com, or just give them a call, 918-336-9900, and we'll see you there. It's all coming up in just a couple of weeks. OKM in Bartlesville.
Bipolar Support Group meets the second Tuesday evening of each month at Disciples Christian Church, 5800 Douglas Lane, from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. For more information, call Gary at 918-809-5023. Davis Family Funeral Home also reminds you, riding for the brand at Cowboy Church in Juan holds Monday night services at 7 every second Friday night of the month. Enjoy gospel singing beginning at 7, and everyone is welcome.